From the heart of America, the sun's rising. Make no mistake, it's doing it again. Live from the No Panic Zone in Studio G, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, March the 26th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, people violating the governor's stay-at-home order are finding it's not as easy just to do as you please. In fact, a car wreck on the state's west side sent people to the hospital, and now police are investigating whether they violated the order. Number two, Michigan school kids still sitting at home. No statewide plan that I've heard. Nothing. The reason, again, maybe unions just don't want to admit that online learning and homeschooling might do a better job. And number one, the $2 trillion stimulus package passed again, including money for the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts, because we need that, and $13 million for Howard University, and pay raises for everybody in Congress. Isn't that nice? This is how they spend the pandemic, spending your money. Spending your money. Yes. Coming up in the program, David Kallman will be here, Senior Counsel, Great Lakes Justice Center, to discuss Governor Whitmer's executive order. Who's essential, who's not? Can you fight it at all? Can you fight City Hall? We'll find out. Gary Anderson will be here, DTE Executive Chair. CEO's pooling their experience and resources to battle COVID-19. And from Las Vegas, we'll have John Lott live from Las Vegas, Sin City. Not sinning right now, not doing much of anything. But first, I want to do this. I've been talking to plenty of people scared about the COVID-19 pandemic. Who hasn't? They're worried about catching the disease or worse, having someone they love become ill. I've talked to a lot of people that are just as worried, if not more, that the destruction to our nation and to our economy will be more devastating. I have a letter here that I received from a guy I've known all my life. He's worked and done the best he can to take care of things. Has a couple of kids, and they're older now. But the COVID-19 outbreak has knocked him down in a way he never expected. His story, like so many others that I've been hearing on a daily basis, and I wanted to read it to you so you could understand and relate. Maybe it's a story you understand. Maybe it's a story of somebody you know. And with his permission, I'm offering it up as a cautionary tale of what we may be doing to ourselves. Here we go. My name is Sean, and this is my pandemic story. I've been delivering food for Panera Bread in Grand Rapids, Michigan, since the inception of their food delivery service nearly 4 years ago. I would just like to give you a little insight and perspective on how the stay-at-home, stay-safe order of Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer issued earlier this week has affected me. I was a full-time delivery driver for Panera Bread. I was making, on average, between $150 and $200 a day between tips, mileage, and my hourly wage. Extrapolate that out, and that's a pretty good living for a single guy. I was doing just fine. I also developed some wonderful relationships with customers over those 4 years. But in just 2 days, since Governor Whitmer issued her stay-at-home declaration, I've lost those relationships, and I've also lost my job. Oh, we were told our delivery service at Panera Bread was going to boom during these stay-at-home times, that they were going to boom during this 21-day statewide shutdown. We were the lucky ones that could keep going and maybe even make a bit more. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. We delivered, you see, to many businesses on a daily basis. Those businesses, however, are now either shut down or completely stopped. Their employees were ordered to work from home. And that right there crushed me as a delivery driver. The people that were ordering food at work aren't anymore because they're not there. They were ordered to leave by the governor as well. Then they told us, well, home deliveries will increase and business will be great. Wrong again. Guess what? People out of work that are not getting a paycheck don't have the extra cash to order food for delivery. Not to mention the panic and paranoia fueled by the media and politicians, who, by the way, all seem only too happy about all of this, has caused a lot of people who can afford it not to want delivery at all. So you've got the people out of work that can't afford it, and the people that can't afford it don't want you anywhere near them. So in conclusion, I would just like to say that this stay-at-home order has hurt me personally. I lost my job out of fear. Not my fear, but fear from the governor. Fear from my now former customers, and frankly, fear in general. It seems Franklin Roosevelt was right. Fear in and of itself can be very destructive. Trust me. I know. I've heard people say that the cure may be worse than the disease, and I believe that may be true. The economic damage is ripping through companies of all sizes. In fact, without an exit strategy of how and when we get started working again, we may never recover. So, pardon me if I don't say thank you. Disingenuous bootlicking politician who wants a pat on the back and, of course, my vote for offering me a government check in place of my now lost regular full-time job. Yeah, no thanks. I'll pass. Sean. It probably resonates pretty well with a lot of you. Making about 50 grand a year. Running deliveries. Spending time seeing his kids. They're older, yes, but he had flexibility with the job, of course. A guy in his mid-50s. Making ends meet. You know, single guy making 50 grand. Not a lot of pressure on him. Meeting people, having conversations. A guy who likes to chat and talk sports and all of those things. Out of work. So that $362 a week doesn't go very far, even when you throw $600 on top of it now that you look at it. When you're making a couple of $100 a day, you know, it might be close for a little while. That depends on how long we stay closed. And so as I've been talking about, and Sean mentioned there, it's extremely important to have an exit strategy. Okay, yes, we understand we're in this situation. It's going to get ugly. It could get really bad for a while. But what is our exit strategy on the backside of all of this? When do we restart? Who goes back to work? Who gets to work first? How do we get the economy moving again? We can't stay holed up in our basements for the next 6 months. We need a plan. We need a strategy. We need some hope around here. This is the No Panic Zone of the Steve Gruber Show. Please go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. Follow us today. Drop me your letters. Go to stevegruber.com. Send me a note. Tell me your story. What's happening in your neck of the woods? I want to hear it. I need to connect with you, no matter whether you are in Michigan, around the nation, or around the world. I welcome you every day right here to the No Panic Zone in Studio G. Back after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad.